Good morning to you, Bono, and how are you today, sir?
I'm very well. It's the middle of the night out here, though.
I know that. How are you doing there, then?
Well, we're having a fine time. They're out in force here. They're licking the Irish bottom. It's very good.
And kissing it, I should imagine, as well.
It's amazing, really, to see it happening. And we've been making great theatre for so long, and Jim's been making great theatre for so long. It's great to see him make great cinema and to see people line the streets for him. It's amazing. They'll be putting palm trees in Sheriff Street.
Wonderful, wonderful. Why are you there, Bono?
I've just been out here with Ali and the baby. We've just been wandering across America. We've been driving, and we spent about a month in New Orleans, and I've been riding and that sort of thing. And it was just, it's purely by coincidence that we're in Los Angeles at this time. But I'm very glad to be here, and I've been trying to avoid all the sort of fuss, but I just get totally drawn into it, actually. You couldn't not but be drawn into it if you're Irish here. And it's amazing. It's just, I couldn't really describe it to you. It's totally over-the-top town anyway. So.
Yes. Well, you've been there before, of course, and as you told me on the Late Show, you didn't like it very much. It's a weird, weird place.
Yeah, it's odd. It's the opposite of Dublin. You know, like hot, cold, black, white, Dublin, Los Angeles. Here we are.
Yeah. Where were you during the ceremonies, and what was your reaction to the awards?
Well, my reaction, forgive me, I've had a few drinks, but my reaction, I have to tell you, was to drop my pants and moan over Los Angeles, but because I just couldn't believe that they would win the two awards, and actually bet somebody that I lost the bet, and I was just delighted to. Everybody here is very, very happy, as you can probably tell.
Well, I get that impression right enough. And how did you react when first Brenda and then Daniel Day Lewis won the award?
Brenda, you know, it's obviously, you know, I thought it was going to win. You know, there was no question about that. Just, you know, what she's done over the years, it kind of seeps through over here, and people have this respect. Whereas Daniel was up against the big guns of Hollywood, and you know, I think he put on an extraordinary performance. I think it was a more difficult one. To me, it was an easy choice. It was going to be Daniel all the way. But for some of the experts that we've been reading in the papers, they said it was going to be, you know, that the odds were not in his favor. So that was the greater, you know, in some sense, that was the greater triumph, because didn't expect it as much.
Yes. Well, Jim was paying a tribute to the openness of the awards, insofar as there was this little unknown movie from Ireland, and an unknown cast, and yet they walk away from it. It is to their credit that such a thing could happen.
Yeah, it really is. It's really good for independent filmmaking in general, I think, you know, just that they make. I mean, these are spending, you know, $70 million they're spending on Arnold Schwarzenegger's next movie. You know, they're paying him $20 million. They're paying Arnold Schwarzenegger $20 million, but one quarter of that, you got Jim Sheridan, Noel Pearson, Brenda, the whole cast, Daniel Day-Lewis. So it's a real up yours. That's right. I like it. That's the thing about it. It shows that a great script and great performances are in the end what filmmaking is about.
Yes. And what are your movements now, Bono, from here on? I mean, I don't mean today. I mean next week or the week after.
I'm going to try and find me a bed. Well, Ali's here. And I'm just trying to spend time with her and the baby, really. That's what it is. And I have this fascination for America. I'm trying, you know, which I'm trying to get over, but I haven't quite managed to get over it yet.
And just
the whole poetry of the place, the names, the landscapes. And that's what I'm doing. I'm just wandering around. I'm really lucky because you know, people say to you, your world is the oyster. You know, the world is your oyster at the moment. I feel like that, and I'm trying to travel around to South America. I want to go everywhere. I want to go to Berlin. I want to be everywhere all at the same time. It's pretty typical for me, but I'm enjoying being in America for the moment, you know?
Well, if you don't do it now, kiddo, you'll never do it. So enjoy. And
thanks a lot.
And that you have your health and the means to do it. Good luck to you. How long more do you reckon you'll spend there, though? I mean, are you talking about weeks or months?
I don't know. I haven't got a plan. That's the great thing. I don't have to have a plan.
Good.
And I just, you know, you know, this is it, you know. That's the great thing. The only thing we really have got to do in the band is just make a great record. It's the only thing on our minds. We've got everything else. Yeah. So, you know, we don't really think about everything else. We just think about one thing, making a great record. And we don't know how long it's going to take us to make that record. It could be a year, it could be 10 years, but it won't come out unless it's special.
All right, well, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. By the way, I was at the show on The Point on Stevens' night. You didn't wave to me.
Sorry, Gary, you know, if you're wearing a dress. here's Bob Geldof.
Bob Geldof, okay.
Here he comes.
Well done, Bono. Thank you very much for talking to us.
God bless, Gary.
God bless you. Good luck to you. Okay.